Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome to People Power and Politics. I am your host, Pearl Phillip. Our guest today is State Senator Zelno Myrie, who represents the 20th District in Brooklyn, New York, a district that includes a range of neighborhoods such as Bronxville, Crown Heights, East Flatbush, Gowanus, Park Slope, Prospect Heights, Prospect Lefferts Gardens, South Slope, and Sunset Park. Welcome, sir. Such a pleasure and honor to have you here with us.
The pleasure is all mine. Happy to be here.
You're very welcome. So, who is Senator Zelno Myrie?
Okay, so I'm State Senator Myrie. A lot of my friends call me Z. That's what I grew up being called. I was born and raised in Central Brooklyn. I am the son of two immigrants. Both of my parents are from Costa Rica, but as many of the listeners will know, all the black people in Costa Rica come from Jamaica. Myrie is a Jamaican surname, and so that is where I trace a lot of my lineage. But it is an honor to represent the community that raised me. I went to public schools in Brooklyn, went to Brooklyn Tech for high school, eventually went to Fordham for undergrad and Cornell for law school. So I get to be the representative for the very community that made me who I am, the schools that invested in me, hardworking immigrants that provided for me and allowed me to flourish. And so to get to represent this community now in the Senate has been the honor of my life. I'm really looking forward. Hopefully, as long as the people will have me, I will continue to be back.
All right. Awesome. So let's talk about deed theft right now. We know that deed theft is prevalent in Brooklyn. And recently, you and Senator Brian Kavanaugh, who is the chair and members of the New York State Senate Standing Committee on Housing, Construction, and Community Development, held a hearing to receive public testimony on the issue of deed theft, its enforcement across the state, and any legislation needed to protect vulnerable owners. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So one of the most troubling things that I have ever been a part of was listening to the testimony at this hearing that we had. I want to talk a little bit about what some of that testimony was like. One constituent reached out to me and told me that she was in trouble trying to pay the mortgage, and she reached out to someone who represented themselves as a source of help. That person was a scammer, took the money, didn't make the payments, and she hid it from her family when she finally told her brother the truth about what happened. Her brother had a heart attack right in front of her and died. She still has this very open case that she has to be reminded killed her brother every single day and lives in fear, didn't even want me to say who she was. We heard testimony from people who are currently homeless right now, spending nights on the street, who came to a public hearing to testify about how their homes had been stolen from them. These thieves, these scammers, they target black communities, they target immigrant communities, they target older communities. And we are seeing decades of wealth, of equity be stolen right from under our people. And we have a system in the courts and the public administrator's office that have upheld this deception and this constellation of schemes to take our homes. And so we held this hearing in hopes that we would get solutions from our government entities, from the victims themselves. We heard a lot, and I look forward to us implementing some of this as we look towards the January session. But make no mistake, black people are, our population loss has been significant over the past decade. That's what the census numbers say. And that has not been an accident. There has been a systemic effort to push us out, to rob us of our wealth, and we have to stand up to it. And we have to say enough is enough. The corruption has to end. And again, my hope is that after this hearing, we will have enough information to start turning the action into legislation.
Okay, so in the meantime, what can be done? What can we do?
So I would encourage, one, everyone who has either had a deed theft experience themselves, and when I say deed theft, we're incorporating a lot of scams. So it's not just the taking of your title, but when we are in trouble with our homes, we try to do some refinancing. There are other financial mechanisms we try to utilize, and there are people that are scamming all throughout the process. So I'd say, one, if you feel that you have been a victim of deed theft, I encourage you to reach out to the Attorney General's office. It's Attorney General Letitia James. They have a deed theft complaint form that you can fill out and that they can assist you with or refer to the appropriate authorities. I also encourage folks to reach out to the legal service providers in the community that also help with this type of legal defense. But I say all this with a caveat, Ms. Pearl, because even for the people that can help, even the legal service providers that know how deed theft looks, they oftentimes don't have the resources to help individuals with these cases because it's so complicated. Years of deception, piles of paperwork, LLCs, hidden companies, hidden individuals. And so it takes a lot. It's very resource intensive. So as soon as you catch it or as soon as you feel that you're in trouble, reach out to us. And of course, my office is always available. I sit on the housing committee. This is an issue that I have prioritized, and we are working with a lot of our partners. So please do not hesitate to reach out to us.
And how can they contact your office?
So if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 718-284-4700. Again, that's 718-284-4700. And if you want to shoot us an email, you can reach us at myrie@nysenate.gov. So that is myrie@nysenate.gov.
And your district office, so the location?
So my office is located on 1077 Nostrand Avenue. That is Nostrand between Lincoln and Lefferts.
Okay. Thank you so much, Senator Zelenor Mary.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.